Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Life is too short to drink shitty, shitty
beer. Hey, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 27 from ShouldIDrinkThat.com, or even if it's crap,
we drink it
so you don't have to.
And I think you're going to want to drink this one, these few that we have.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good night.
These all come back to my New York trip a few episodes back. These have been in the SIDT beer cooler, just waiting for a solo show for this brewery, and now we finally got a chance to do it, so I'm breaking
aging
them out.
They're aging beers.
They're aging.
Quite fine, too, from the way it looks.
Yeah, these beers are from the Middle Ages Brewing Company out of Syracuse, New York. Full-bodied ale, screaming with hops, is our first one. But do you want to give us a little history on the brewery there, Spoon?
I have to say, first of all, the beer that we're going to have, I love the name, which is, and I think Sick Puppy loved the label, which is why we have this beer right now.
Oh, well, I'll talk about
the
label
coming up.
And why I like it so much here in a moment.
Because we're teasing you a little bit there. So from their website, we got Step Back in Time to When Men Were Men.
Women, and the sheep were nervous.
Women were brewsters and handcrafted fine ale filled every flagon.
Flagon. It's like a beer stein.
Flagon.
Flagon.
Okay.
It's a flagon.
I didn't have to put a little flagon to it.
It's a large container with a lid.
I call that a stein.
Yeah, it's a stein.
Or in other words, morning coffee. Your quest for great taste leads you out of the past and into the Middle Ages Brewery Company, where we are sworn to uphold the tradition of brewing beer small batches. Taste the difference handcraft beer makes. Step through the main door and you'll find yourself in a stone-lined castle hallway complete with life-size suits of armor. Now, that's pretty
that's
cool.
Killer,
I got to see that one.
Maybe a road trip's in order.
Ooh, that sounds good, too. Beyond lies the tasting room and a gift shop.
Shop. S-H-O-P-P-E.
Shop.
Shop.
Complete with a unique array of gifts and up to 7 ales available on tap. Master Brewer Mark Rubenstein, or Steen, brews as many as 20 styles of ale a year, so visitors are always eager to sample what's in the tasting room. Guess what? The 12th anniversary ale is here! 12th anniversary is available at the brewery for growler fills and tasting. Come in and get some of that deliciousness.
Yeah, I kind of added that note in there just to
it's
let
an
people
imperial
know.
Porter.
Yeah, something new that they just released it like on the 20th or 21st, so I wanted to add that little note in there.
Everyone's going with an imperial porter these days.
Good shit,
it's
man.
It's good stuff, but I like seeing that it's starting to become a little bit more popular now.
Yeah.
People tend to shy away from anything imperial because they're afraid that the masses will drink too much and get shit-faced, which is true.
I like anything with the word imperial in front of it, any beer anyway.
You can visit them at 120 Wilkinson Street, Syracuse, New York, 13204. Hours of operation for both the gift shop and tasting room, Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is Eastern Standard Time for you people that don't know where the hell Syracuse is.
Yeah, it's in New York, you bitches. That's on the East Coast.
Saturday, 11:30 to 5, and they are distributed through New York, Pennsylvania, and Stockertown, PA, which we had to look that up because who the hell's heard of Stockertown?
Yeah, well, I looked it up because I'm thinking,
anybody here?
I have never found this around here, but Stockertown's out near the Philly area, so it's on the wrong side of the damn state for us.
Yeah, it's out towards Bethlehem.
And they have one distributor in PA. That's the only dude.
And also, it's available in Massachusetts. Visit their website at www.middleagesbrewing.com. There you go.
Beautiful. A little short history of the brewery. Now, let's get to the first beer, Spoon.
This first beer.
Wailing Wench. Full-bodied ale screaming with hops. And you got to check out the cover. I love the artwork on this. It's a wench.
Yeah,
She looks complete with cleavage.
Who she look like? She looks very familiar.
That looks like, oh, what the hell's her name? Angie Everhart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That does.
It does a lot, man.
Does she have a rack like that, though?
Yeah.
Holy, wow.
I bet the chicks on the bottles are real, though.
I wonder if she works there. This is 8% alcohol by volume.
Yeah.
So I mean, she gets even prettier as you drink.
I wanted to bring that up because there's a old bunch of friends of mine in a band out in Akron, Ohio called Side.
Side.
C-Y-D-E. They're no longer together. They're some other incarnation now.
Okay.
I believe it's God, Guns, and Glory, but I haven't talked to them in a long time. But we drove out there for a show one time, and Angie Everhart was at this shithole bar where they were playing. And
no kidding.
One they own, yeah. And it's her hometown, Akron, Ohio.
Oh, see, I did not know that.
She was fucking gone. Well, not alcohol gone. She was drugged out like a motherfucker. She didn't know where the fuck she was, man.
That doesn't surprise me with a supermodel.
Yeah, she was a fucking wreck, man. Everybody was like, get the fuck away from me. I don't care if you're fucking Angie Everhart. I'll punch you in the fucking tit.
Wow. Violence.
Well, the bar she was in, she wasn't the most friendly. Yeah.
Wasn't the most upscale of establishments in Akron.
You know, she probably went there to get her drugs. But I digress.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, she was all fucking whacked out. It was insane.
Well, over at Beer Advocate, this comes in at an 88.
Ooh.
And our good dear friends over at Rate Beer have this as a 90.
Well, Spoon, we must confess.
Yeah, we've
had this one before. You want to tell the peeps about why nobody knows?
Think back way back November of last year. We recorded a 6-7 hour marathon. It was episode 9. It was a 3-parter, and we had 12 beers that we ended up reviewing. That's when you first heard from intern Nick and the beer goddess. And
parts 2 and 3 were just, we were in oblivion.
Yeah. We thought we recorded this. We didn't.
We lost it.
We really
somewhere.
Thought we did. We're listening to the show as we're editing it. We're both like, we're missing something. Then we realized
this whole
shit.
Beer review was gone.
But we did manage to get the Hennepin out of it. So this is technically an addition to episode 9, part 3.
Think of it as a revisit for us, but not for you.
But it's—I really don't remember too much. Because I thought it was.
I remember it was good before, but
I.
Christ, dude, you could have gave me fucking liquid plumber at that point, and I'd be like, "This is delicious.
This is delicious. It's a little sparkling in my tummy."
Yeah, we were fucking wrecked, man. That was a great beer run, if you will.
Yeah, that was one. That was when I ran up to New York State. Also,
that was crazy. All right, I'm gonna open up this wench.
Ooh, nice sound.
Let's see what we got here. Wow, dude, that's way darker than I remember.
We were also in a basement, actually, in my garage.
Yeah, a very dim lit garage. So now we got light.
Right. Oh, check that! Wow, that is dark.
Yeah, that's way darker than I remember, dude. I was thinking ale. Gonna be a light ale. It's a darker.
That's a very dark,
very very dark caramel colored ale. Got a nice head to it. Good head retention, as they say.
I'll check that.
See if I can get all this in there for you.
Oh, good job. Check that out.
Look at that.
Now, as long as I don't spill this.
Yeah. Do I put a good glass of beer or what?
That looks great.
It's all right. We have a spare.
All right. I'm going for the initial aroma here.
This is a dark and robust brewed in the style of an American strong ale, which. That I love that already. Full-bodied and screaming with hops. It's 8% alcohol by volume.
This takes me back to that night in November.
Comes in a 1-pint, 6-fluid-ounce bottle.
Man.
Big bomber bottle.
Oh, this is
and
crazy.
I will have pictures of the Wailing Wench on the website.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can fall in love, too. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Here's the revisit. I clinked this glass. I almost spilt the damn beer.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I remember this. Oh, wow.
Wow, man.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Screaming with hops.
It's like bitter in the front, and then you get that hops in the back at the finish. That's excellent, man.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to say it's perfectly balanced because it's not, but it's a good not perfectly balanced.
It's going to kick you in the nuts with hops.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
Woo. Woo-hoo. I have no idea what kind of hops they're using.
Wow.
Their information on the website is very limited. They don't really tell you a lot about the beers.
If you know the brewers up there, tell them to get their shit together on their website.
They're kind of basic with the descriptions, and the one I was just talking about is about it. 8% alcohol by volume, dark, robust brewed in the style of an American strong ale.
And yet there's still a little sweetness to it.
Yeah, yeah, a little back end. It's almost like sour, bitter, and then like all little, hops, and then a little sweet aftertaste
to it.
A little
caramel to it. Caramel, whatever.
Caramel.
Mm.
That's very good, dude.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's delicious. It's a great way to start a show.
You know, if I'm going to start doing these damn road trips, I really need to bring back more of what I bring back. Because we do the shows. I bring enough, you know, just to do the shows.
But you never have enough just to chill with.
Yeah, if we have a kick-ass beer, I miss it the next day. I'm like, damn it, I wish I had more of that.
Kinda
fuck.
Like when you went to Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He was kicking himself for days about that after we did the show.
Dude, I'm thinking about driving down to Baltimore for a one-day trip. Just going to fucking brewery. Picking up a couple growlers and just driving back.
Well, you know what? That's something we have to document then.
Oh, hell yeah.
That'd make a great video. The one-day beer run.
I'd like to get it done before winter hits, but I don't know if I will.
I know both those guys that we talked to from the West Virginia Brewery, Mountain State Brewing.
Mountain State Brewing.
If they already had snow, I got to worry. Even if it was gone the next day.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit planned, but we don't know if we're going to get it all done.
So we're trying to think local and globally.
Yes. Pretty much our schedule right now is 8 pounds of shit in a 2-pound bag. That's the way I like to think about it.
Some days that's what it feels like.
So much beer, so little time, right?
Ah, but who cares? Yeah, it's a delicious beer.
Cheers again, brother.
This is great.
This is really good. If you ever get a chance to hook yourself up with some Middle Ages Wailing Wench.
Or if you want to send us some, it'd be greatly
appreciated. Yeah, that would be kick-ass.
We shall return
the favor.
I have friends that live up that way, and they even tell me, too, like this stuff is extremely hard to come by at the stores because it sells so fast.
It's good shit, man.
You know, I think if they stepped up the production a little bit more, I know it takes a lot of money to do stuff like that, but...
Well, they pride themselves on being a small-scale brewer.
You know what that means. We ain't got no cash.
Yeah. We're a tiny place.
We have intimacy because we have no money. But you know what? That's cool for that area. I'm jealous of them. I'm just saying if these
Well, they
guys,
say that they can take more care into the recipes and the beers because they're a small scale.
Yeah, suck it. That's not the case. The case is...
It's all about the Benjamins,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's what it comes down to. And right now, the American dollar...
They need capital.
The American dollar being the equivalent of the bastard child Canadian loony thing.
I'm embarrassed.
Wow. But yeah, I'm just saying, if they could go a little bit... if they would increase their productivity, whatever... I think they could be a serious player on the East Coast.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Although,
I would buy this
beer we've had, but this one beer is...
Yeah, again, this is a revisit, and it's kind of cool because I don't remember tasting like this or looking like this at all. It's almost a year ago. Yeah,
10 months.
So this is a happy revisit, and I get to see my wench again, so I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I had to throw my bottle out when I moved.
And you know what else, dude?
You should put flowers in it.
I should.
A nice bouquet of flowers.
Wow.
I bet you they grow fucking strong, too.
Maybe I should get a... flagon with her picture on it.
A flagon.
All right, dude. I don't really want to finish this fucking beer. I want to sip this and be mellow with it and enjoy it. It's a very good beer, but you know what? We have more beer to do.
How many beers do we have tonight?
Five.
Oh.
Well, originally we had three, but we've been putting off Mr. Smee's.
Yeah, Smee, you're getting your beers finally.
We've been putting his off just due to... No theme there, you know, with his beers, but now I'm kind of going back to the New York trip.
Plus, we've been doing a lot of road trips. We've been doing a lot of live shows, actually. So
right.
We promise when we get them in, and we are absolutely keeping our word on this one.
So you better listen to this episode, you fucker.
He's moving back to Pittsburgh, isn't he?
Yeah, he says something about buying a house in Pittsburgh or something. Yeah, that'd be cool, man.
We'll get Mr. Schmee on the show.
You are invited, my friend.
You know, he just perked up. He's like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, no doubt.
Honey, I'm going to be on a show.
I love this beer. It's a great, enjoyable beer, but I wonder what it tastes like if you chugged it.
Why? Are you saying it's time for the first chug?
No, I'm just saying. You know, we normally chug when we hate it, but I really want this next beer. And
I'd have to laugh.
We only have like an hour show, so.
I have to laugh really quick. The ad that popped up on Rape Beer. As I'm checking this, it says, who has a crush on you? Calculate your exact name now. It's scary how accurate it is. No, I'm not reading it because I'm not giving these.
Yeah, exactly. www.fuckyouspam.com.
Yourdestinyrevealed.com.
All right, I'm chugging this fucker, dude.
You want to chug it?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck it, chug it.
It's delicious, but I really want this next beer.
Ooh, that's a tough one to chug. Whoa, hop overload.
Yeah, exactly. That was a lot of hops on the back end.
Sick puppy has tears in his eyes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's rough.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
It's a good rough, though. It's not painful. It's just a lot of all at once, man.
Ugh. My Lord.
Ooh.
That's a kick you in the poo-poo.
Damn. So that was the Wailing Wench, man. Kick-ass beer from Middle Ages. Good stuff, man. Highly recommended it. I mean, it's limited distribution. I realize that. But if you're ever in the area or can know anybody, can get a hold of it. Nice one. Definitely check it out. Again, this is Wailing Wench, full-bodied ale, screaming with hops. And it's American strong ale style. So
I made the mistake earlier tonight. Sister Lushy and I went out to dinner.
You want the Szechuan taste?
Yeah, I went to Szechuan taste. Let me tell you. I thought it was delicious. Sick puppy's not into that type of
food. I hate gook food.
But
like, should that be an edit?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, whatever.
Whatever. It's all in good fun.
I am a big fan of the food. It's Americanized food. But, yeah, it was, you know, for the Cranberry area, it's actually pretty decent. At least it's not House of Cat. I hate that place.
It's very, very clappy food.
Yeah, it was really good, though. And unfortunately, I've been belching it up. I had it, like, 4 hours ago now. So don't anyone go say, oh, your palate's already
it's
tainted.
It's delicious, but my body's rejecting it.
Your palate's already tainted because you had Chinese food tonight.
Yuck.
Yeah, fuck you.
Dude, you're fucking drinking good Wailing Wench strong ale with Chinese food. What the hell's wrong with you?
Not at the same time, though.
We ain't going to that food pairing crap, though. No. I don't even want to go there. We need to know.
But I do have to say, it was delicious food. I had beef and scallops, and they were fucking awesome.
We do need to do a whole show on that sometime, dude. Food pairings with beer. I'll sit over here and bitch and fucking make fun of people while you try and figure it out.
Better yet, let's get a chef involved.
We should.
I think we need to. Okay, future show idea. You guys are hearing it now. I have a
note to self and others.
I have a couple people in mind that we could probably get involved with this. We know some head chefs, some executive chefs.
That would
chefs,
be good, dude, because I am not
that also
sold.
Also, no beer.
I am not sold on the whole food pairing with anything. Wine, beer, whatever, dude.
I think you.
If you like it, that's fine. Why the hell should you listen to what somebody else likes? You know what I mean?
Besides us.
I know the recommendations and opinions, but.
That's the thing.
If you like a fucking hot dog with your Imperial Stout, go for it.
That's why we go to Three Sons.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, so we're not the utmost authority, but.
You know, if I want a chocolate stout and a fucking ho-ho, I'm going to do it.
Hey, that might
I know that might be
good. Do we have any ho-hos?
No, we don't, but shit. I might actually try that because I'm that stupid or crazy.
We'll try it out. Yeah, we're not big fans of people.
I'll video that because that's just ridiculous.
As long as when you're reviewing it, you say, this is what we recommend, not saying this is set in stone.
This is what you should drink with this or that. That just makes me angry.
If you're going to be a pretentious prick about it.
Exactly. Thank you. That's well said, Spoon.
I'm going to kick your ass. A lot of build-up angst.
Oh, I can't believe you're eating that with that beer.
What is wrong with you, you uncivilized fellow?
That's right.
Have you seen us before? Have you listened to our show? We're not the most refined people out there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you like us.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. Fucking A. Well, dude, you want to reach back there in the cooler and get beer number two?
Sure.
That would be swell.
If people are trying to get a visual of how we have the studio set up, the beer fridge is right behind me now.
He don't even have to get off his fat, lazy ass.
That's right, I don't.
He just turns the fuck around.
Look at that. Oh, long walk. Which one am I getting?
Just don't slam the door. Get the stout. We're doing the stout, baby.
All right. This one.
Yes, sir. That's the one.
Sweet.
I don't want to really talk about it yet because we're not quite there.
Oh, look at this. Wait. Hold on 1 second.
Wait, what?
Un momento, por favor.
So, Spoon, what'd you pull out of the fridge, man? I've been looking forward to this one.
This is an awesome label.
This friggin' bottle has been sitting in my beer cooler since I got back from New York. What? It's almost a month ago now, right? Sometime in August, right?
I think it's been a little bit longer than a month. Has it?
You guys don't know how hard it is to stockpile beer for the show and not be able to drink it because it's for the show. That's why I need to stock up on like 12 each when I come back home.
Your car's going to, or your truck's going to be weighted down when you do stuff like that.
Hell yeah, I'm going to have flat tires and shit. My suspension's going to be jacked.
So the one that we have now is the Dragon Slayer Imperial Stout.
Very kick-ass label too, man.
It's got a dragon going up against the shadow of a dragon.
It's very D&D for you fucking World of Warcraft ass clowns, but I digress.
No, this dragon looks way too friendly for that.
You know what it looks like, actually? What the hell was that one movie with a big white furry dragon and that kid?
Never-ending Story?
Never-ending
no
Story.
Way.
Doesn't it look like the head of that thing, man?
Oh, yeah, but that thing didn't have wings like that. It didn't have a... Well, I guess it pretty much didn't have wings.
Yeah, it did.
I thought it was just a long dog that was flying. Long.
It was pretty much, man, but look at the head of that thing. It looks like that fucking furry thing from Never-Ending Story.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny. We'll post pictures of this one as well, but, dude, I am looking forward to this one. This is a Russian Imperial Stout. Strong, chocolatey, and aggressively hopped with the finest English hops. 9.5% ABV.
Oh, this could get us into some serious trouble.
Well, what I'm curious about is, you know, it's a Russian Imperial Stout, which is, you know, pretty heavy duty anyway, you know, high gravity. They say it's strong, obviously. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. And usually Imperial means
chocolatey,
strong.
Fine. But they said aggressively hopped. That's what I'm curious about.
Aggressively hop stout.
A Russian Imperial Stout that's aggressively hop. Just, I'm intrigued. Have the SIDT butt plug / bottle opener, and you do the honors.
Oh, this is going to be cool.
Yes, let's open this fucker up.
I can get this thing here close to the microphone so we can hear it.
There you go.
Ooh. Wow.
How's
wow.
that smell, man?
The nose on
spoon
this
just
right out of the
nosed
bottles.
It.
Oh. Oh my God! Look how well.
Oh,
it is
that's
Imperial Porter.
That's black as coal, man. Not much head to it, not much at all.
My God, or stout. What? I called it a porter, didn't I? I fucked up.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's a Russian Imperial Stout, yeah. Not a Russian Imperial Porter. You jackass!
I was looking at like, wow, this thing reminds me of something.
Pay attention.
I'm trying to. Hold on, I'm pouring here for sick.
No talent, ass clown.
You know how many fucking notes I have around here? I got to try to keep track.
Shut up! He's pouring my beer.
Yeah. Spitting this damn thing. Snot rocket.
You know I'd still drink it anyway.
Oh, yeah,
you call me sick puppy for nothing.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Sorry.
And the cool thing is, this bottle was only $4.99 up in New York State.
Yeah, you get this in PA, it's probably about $8.99, 12 bucks maybe.
Because of the
fucking 18% goddamn liquor tax, PCLB motherfucker.
Oh, he's going.
I'll shut
go,
up.
Go.
Bring it. I'll stop right there, dude. Maybe I'll do a solo rant for, like, bonus audio, because I could go on for an hour about that bullshit. I was just watching what we have here, the PCN channel.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Cable News channel in this area. And they had the hearings on the convenience store liquor sales.
Oh, really?
On TV. And I was watching it. And the more I watch it, the more pissed off I got.
That's right, because Sheets is trying to – did they officially get the license then?
No. Oh, hell no. It ain't going to happen, dude.
See, I was wondering about that because it's been...
It's undecided, but from what I saw of those meetings, it's not going to happen. There's a grocery store chain out of New York.
Yeah, Wegmans.
Wegmans, that's it.
Yeah, they have one of those up in Erie.
Those guys should be allowed. They have a complete separate restaurant. It's only attached to the fucking grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not allowed.
Yeah, it's like a 4-foot section is what they were
and
regulated
And it's not like
as.
You can walk up to the shelf and buy beer. They only have wine and beer... with your meal.
Oh, really?
And they're still not allowed because they're attached to a fucking grocery store.
Oh, Jesus.
The restaurant, you know, 20 feet away, that's a restaurant with nothing attached to it as far as, you know, grocery goods. They're allowed, but, my God, they're connected to, like, a Pop-Tart aisle, so you can't have that.
Because God forbid the kids see beer.
Fucking idiots. Yeah, that's one thing they were talking about, dude. Well, if we have this, there must be a dividing wall between the two. I mean, well, can there be at least a door so you can fucking get there? Goddamn morons.
Well, because the states are trying to hold on to their liquor laws as tightly as they can because...
And I can understand the distributorships here in PA. They're worried because they're going to lose business.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's always going to lose money somewhere.
Right. And for those folks not in the PA area... Sorry.
Machinery.
For those folks not in the PA area, the way we get our beer, it's sort of changing now because we have six-pack shops, which kicks ass, come up over in the last year or two. But the old way is you have to buy beer by the case. If you want to buy a six-pack or a 12-pack, you have to walk into a bar, walk out with one fucking six-pack.
Two, I'm sorry.
You have to walk out in, get two six-packs, walk the fuck out. If you want more, you got to walk the fuck back in.
As long as you go back through the threshold of the door.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Just,
well, the laws
and people wonder why I'm so full of hate, dude.
Well, I remember reading
idiots.
That our governor is actually trying to pass it so that you could buy 15 packs now and 18 packs, stuff like that. He's trying
to. Well, that actually may happen.
Yeah, he said that's supposed to go in some. Actually, next month, I think they're supposed to vote on it.
I'm not sure on that.
October or November, they're supposed to vote on it.
But yeah, at the distributorships I was talking about, they're trying to get it where you can buy a 6-pack or a 12-pack or 15-pack.
But it's never mix and match, just the 6-pack.
Right. Which, you know, in all honesty, Spoon, I don't mind the way it is now, to tell you the truth. Now that we have these 6-pack bottle shops of craft beer,
I'm cool with that.
And now that all this shit's gone on and we have these shops, I'm worried about these shops going out of business because the distributorships will be doing the same thing they're doing, you know?
Well, as long as I think they don't start the mix and match thing, if they still sell 6-packs, whatever, because most people, like when we go to Three Sons or
yeah, we can mix else, 6 beers into 1 6-pack.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
We can mix and match it. And we could try a beer, you know, before
right,
we actually
exactly.
buy the whole case or we buy the 6-pack and yep. see if we even like it. Because otherwise, you could go home with a $15 6-pack of shit.
Yeah, and for me, as far as the grocery stores having beer, that's going to, in my opinion, kill the craft beer too, because Budweiser, Miller, all the big boys, they're going to buy shelving space
in
these stores and push all the good craft brewers out. So,
I know
we have fucked up laws in PA, dude, but I like it the way it is right now. The only bitch I have is that fucking 18% liquor tax. The Johnstown flood happened when? 1800s?
1850 something maybe?
Yeah, we're still getting a liquor tax to save Johnstown from that. You fucking ridiculous. Kind of like the cell phone tax that they just kicked off not too long ago. And there was a Spanish-American War. Same thing.
Okay, the Johnstown flood was May 31st of 1889.
Yeah, we're still getting taxed on that shit, fuckers.
But he digresses because we have beer to drink.
Yeah, I need to shut up because I'll just get more full of hate. And
Rate Beer, 93. Beer Advocate, 90.
Ooh, in the 90s.
We're top.
I'm really looking forward to this.
9.5.
I better get some hoppy goodness out of this because that's what I'm looking forward to, brother.
All right. So
cheers, man. Let's check this out. Again, this is the Dragon Slayer Imperial Stout.
Whoa.
Holy shit, is that good. Oh, the back is all hops.
Wow. How the hell?
I see, how the hell do they do that? The first beer was the same way. The Wailing Wench was kind of the same way. Good coffee, chocolatey start to it, and then all the back end's all hops.
Dude, this is cool. Wow. This is one hell of an experience.
Dude. I'm going back to New York. Fuck this. Fuck that Dragon Slayer.
It's got a little bit of the sharpness of the alcohol I'm getting out
of
it.
Oh, yeah. That's
for the Imperial part.
Typical Imperial, yeah. But you get that alcohol backing.
That might be part of the fact that there's a lot of hops in this thing, too, because with most Imperial stouts, sometimes the stout, it'll mask the whole the fact that it's
right.
Imperial.
Well,
but with I think the hops are kind of, accentuating.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Imperial stouts,
but this
as far as I see, you don't taste that many hops,
This isn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, I love this, though. This is what I love about craft beer, dude. Oh. It's different. It's good. It's new. It's refreshing.
I want to see Budweiser come out with something to beat this.
Oh, don't give me any fucking ideas. I don't want to tread in there.
Well, you can't drink this while you're watching NASCAR, so. I don't think we have to worry about that.
Nor should you.
Oh, wow.
Fucking A, dude. This comes in a 1.6 fluid ounce bottle, just like the Wailing Wench. I think that's all they produce is the bomber bottles, other than, the growlers and on tap at the brew pub itself or brewery itself.
Well, that's perfect because this isn't something that you're going to drink a lot of. Get the big bottle.
I would.
Well, yeah, you would. I would.
Well, that's the thing about these bomber bottles. And a lot of people are like, I can't drink all that.
Yes, you can.
Once you open these, you have to pretty much make a commitment.
Yeah.
You can't recork it,
If you're a person that's afraid of commitment, this isn't the kind of beer you should be getting.
Well, I mean, it is if it's in a 12-ounce bottle, but
that's what I'm saying. If you want
right.
you can't make a commitment to a 22-ounce bottle, then, you shouldn't be drinking crap.
Then again, dude, this is a 9.5% Imperial Stout. I think the people buying this are willing to make that commitment in the first place.
You're not going to go to Middle Ages if you're a Budweiser drinker and say, just give me one of those. Oh, this is too rich for me. This is too bitter. Give me a Budweiser.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe if you drink enough of this, you'll be in Never Ending Story. Chirping and shit?
Well, you know what? I'm sure at 9.5%, sit down with this and a good meal at Middle Ages. Yeah, you'll be seeing shit.
Hell yeah. Can we get a taxi to Syracuse? I wonder how much that would cost. About $780. Did I say enough?
Dude.
Yeah, we're two for two on this one, man.
I fucking was right. This guy doesn't have any wings.
Did you look it up?
Yes. He does not have any wings. He's got two claws in the front.
No wings at all?
He's like a spermie.
He's like a sperm.
He's like a sperm. It's a big white sperm with claws and ears. And fangs.
All right. Yeah, all right. Now you say that. It's kicking
in. And Frodo or some shit's riding him.
All right. So I digress. If you look at the Dragon Slayer Imperial Stout label and cut the fucking bat wings off of it, it's him. What the hell's his name? You know his name?
Well, you know what?
His name? Come on, say it. Say it, trivia boy. Come on.
I'm not going to say his name.
Say it.
I'm drinking.
Say my name. Say my name. Or his name.
Oh, now you're fucking.
Say his name, bitch. Say his name.
See, here's the thing, though. When you're looking at that, the ears could very well, you could be, confused and think those are the wings or something.
I'm telling you, the shape of that fucking dragon's head looks like that fucking Never-Ending Story dragon. Just look at the damn head. Like a big fucking dog.
I can tell you the warrior's name. I have no idea what I have to look up the flying dog, but the boy's
name
was...
Now I just want to call him Sperm Boy.
Oh, what the kid's name was, it was a Treu, but I can't think of what the hell the fucking dog's name was. The flying dog,
the Flying Dog Brewery?
Falcor! That's what it is!
Falcor, the courageous dog.
No relation to Balto.
Balto.
Oh, you know what?
Dude, I'm sorry. Every time I look at that, I just think of that damn fucking furry dragon dog thing.
Faltor, the flagon.
Yeah, flagon Faltor. Is it Faltor? What the hell was it again?
No.
What the hell was his name again? I fucked it up.
Falcor.
Falcor. I said Faltor.
Yeah, but you know what this...
It says 9.5%, folks.
You know why this is... All right. You know why this makes sense, too?
Why?
Do you remember... the fucking video game back in, the 80s. It was that first interactive game with the Dragon Slayer.
Dragon Slayer.
Is that what... Was it Dragon Slayer?
Dragon Slayer.
That's what that reminds me
Kirk,
of.
Kirk,
the little pussy ass knight that's going after the sword, then he gets munched.
Kirk the Dark or whatever the hell it was. I don't know.
Oh, wow, that's going
That's
back.
An old school game there, yeah. That's I used to have that on my GameCube.
Wow.
Yeah. I got rid of my GameCube. Never played the fucking thing.
But now you can with Falcor.
Falcor, the heroic dragon. Dog, sperm thing.
Sperm dog.
That's funny. And a little blast from the past for you older folks, I guess.
Atreyu, save me.
I'm almost embarrassed that I watched that movie as a child. When the hell did that movie come out?
That was in the 80s.
Yeah, that was definitely an 80s flick.
Yeah, but see, growing up in the 80s, though, that was a pretty tight movie.
I am so way older than you. For this conversation.
Yeah, I realize that. Not way, but pretty damn close. I remember that I love the storyline. The kid went up into the attic of the school with a book.
Found that book.
Yeah, he found it in
It wasn't his granddad reading him the story?
No, that's Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah. Same fucking movie, I don't know.
Fred Savage.
That's Fred Savage. That was it. God damn.
And,
Sam old and senile.
And Columbo was his grandfather.
Yeah, Columbo.
Fuck. Oh, now you gotta make me. Now I gotta look this up.
Well, when this movie come out?
Yeah.
I gotta know too. Actually, so all our listeners are gonna know too because I demand it.
You demand that we find this out.
I want to show my age.
I'm saying 85.
I have no fucking idea. I know it was 80s, dude. It had to be in the 80s.
Well, I remember watching this as a little kid on HBO.
You checking out IMDb?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The source to go for movie.
Did you know that there was... holy shit, there's three movies of this.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that it was a trilogy.
Yeah.
1984.
Van Halen, 1984.
The original.
So, a flashback again. You remember that album cover, that baby smoking a cigarette?
Yes, with wings.
Yeah.
Now, see, this is where we would need.
84, dude. I graduated high school in 87.
I did in 94.
Yeah. So. I probably took, this is probably the 80s chick flick for me. I probably took a geek chick to the fucking movie.
We need to get Gonzo here to read the original name of this. Because it's
in German?
German? Yeah.
Really?
Don't even ask me how the hell to pronounce this. But the last part of it is...
Ohne
dich, Gesture, die. There you go. That's the name of it.
Wow. All right, now that we took a trip back in time...
Do you remember the song?
No.
I'm not going to sing it.
Sing it. Sing it for the peeps,
it's
man.
It's something like... But no, I'm not singing
sing it. Come on. Do it. Embarrass yourself in front of thousands.
Ending story.
All right, stop.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Jesus. someone's glass just broke.
Somebody just took off their headphones.
Yeah, I can hit those high notes when I drink.
Like, what the hell? All right, man.
Great beer. I love
awesome
it.
Awesome beer. Dragon Slayer Imperial Stout, Never-Ending Story. If you want to trip back in time, drink about seven of these, you'll be in the movie.
You know what?
You'll be reliving it on your own.
Maybe we
9.5%.
Need to get more of this and have a screening of the movie. Because remember, it was like the thing or whatever it was that was eating the world, and he had to try to stop it.
Yeah.
The thing or the darkness or the
sick puppy was rooting for him.
The big. Yeah, he met the guy that was made out of stone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I got to see this movie now.
Hey, on the last episode, weren't we talking about the Dark Crystal?
Yeah, fuckers.
Holy 80s. That's another 80s flick, isn't it?
Is that that
big Jim Henson puppets with the.
David Bowie and shit was in it. That was ahead of its time, too.
Yeah, that was way ahead of its time. Actually,
I think we
movie.
Just lost listeners on that whole thing. You know, that or some of the guys.
We ventured into a different type of podcast.
The guys in their 30s are all going, dude, I watched that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, man.
20-somethings are like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Damn kids.
You got Google. Look it up. Rent it.
It's probably,
good shit.
Hell, it's probably on YouTube by now. It's probably being condensed. Or you know what? Go to one of your. Now, you younger guys. Probably don't
and
remember.
Gals.
Don't remember VHS rental stores,
dude. I had a Beta machine.
Oh, that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah,
kill
yourself. Go to one of those video stores that's going out of business, and I can almost guarantee you that they're going to have Never-Ending Story there.
Christ, look on eBay, dude. It's probably about $2.
You want me to?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think I have an eBay plugin. Yeah, I do. I have an eBay plugin for my Firefox. Hold on.
That's fucked up.
You know, whatever I want to look up porn cheap on. The internet.
Right. Or anything by Beelzebub.
Hey, guess what? Never ending story. 190 items found.
Oh, I thought you were going to say $190. What are you on, crack? It wasn't that good.
No way. Are you ready for this?
Dude, how about
the box set. $12.99.
Wow. Pick it up. It's good. Oh. It's a good heartwarming story. It really is. And coming from Sick Puppy, that says a lot.
Wait, okay. So there's an auction going on right now. Never ending story 1 and 2 for... $6.56.
Nice. Hell, I might
only
actually
2 hours,
get in on that.
Dude, there's only 2 hours left on this.
We should, you know, us Uber geeks could probably download it somewhere.
We could
sort of legally.
We could buy it, autograph it, and send it to a fan.
There you go, man.
But there's only 2 hours left, and I don't feel like doing it. So.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's bootleg copies out the wazoo on eBay. So.
Not that
seriously,
we,
I mean.
Not that we recommend downloading.
You know.
Illegally.
Back in the day when that movie came out, I'm like, I ain't going to see that. That's just stupid. But now that I'm older, you know, that was one of my flicks from, you know, my era.
That in Grease, too.
No, didn't even go there, dude. Dude, back in the 80s, I was into them horror flicks, but you don't even see them anymore. Where they're no one under 17 admitted, not even with a parent.
Well, you know, I remember.
Those were the best, man.
Well,
House by the Cemetery was my favorite. Very low budget, but the gore was just incredible.
I actually had a subscription to Fangoria when I was like 13.
Yeah, me too, dude.
That was the best stuff.
Holy flashback episode, man. Here, cheers, brother.
Cheers. Well, I
Fangoria.
Do,
Christ, I still have that magazine. You know what? Subscribe again.
Here's a little quick story for you. When I was I was 8.
I was probably 12.
16.
16. 20.
When I was 8. I think it was when I was 7 or 8, Gremlins was out at the theater.
Oh, yeah, I was in high school when Gremlins came out, dude.
And I remember that we went to the theater.
Fuck, I'm old.
Me and my buddy went to the theater. My parents, you know, of course, you know, we're 7 and 8, so my parents were up there and like, go see a movie. and the movie was PG. And I remember going up there.
That was before the PG-13 days.
Oh,
huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Quick trivia. Johnny Dangerously, first ever PG-13 movie. Add that to your stuff.
No shit.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Getting back not, to...
Yeah, let's get back,
to the Gremlins thing.
Then we'll get back to the beer. This is a great conversation,
We went to...
I hope we're not losing listeners.
The Mill Creek Mall used to have a movie theater inside of it where I think FYE is there now. And we went in there and... The lady at the front desk was like, we can't sell you guys tickets to a PG movie. So my parents were there, and they're like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, let them in. And the girl's like, oh, okay. We go in there. I remember my buddy like screamed like a little bitch. Like,
Gremlins?
We were 7 and 8, and you never really saw horror films.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of desensitized because growing up, when I was 7 and 8, I was watching The Hills Have Eyes and, you know, the really fucked up horror flicks.
Erie isn't a big, town that pushes the limits here.
So right, back then, I guess, yeah. I mean,
plus 7 and 8.
You're a little backwards.
Cable was just coming out, yeah. So we didn't really have this.
That's why I love the horror flicks so much. I grew up with the hardcore gore flicks and the graphic shit. You don't see that anymore.
I thought it was cool.
Thank God for Rob Zombie.
I thought it was cool, but what freaked my friend out is when they put him in the microwave and fucking nuked him.
Nuked him, man.
That's what did. He's like, oh, my God.
I've done that with a cat.
Oh.
Just kidding. I haven't. Not really.
So, yeah, that's like my quick little.
I did do that with a fly once, though. It buzzed around in circles for about 3 seconds and then just.
Jeff Goldblum's hated you ever since.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the beer.
Yeah, back to
that's
the beer.
That's my quick story about it, being a little kid getting into a movie. Although when I was 16, I got to go.
Sorry, went off on a movie tangent, but we were reminiscing, and I hope you did too.
I told the lady when I was 15 that I was 18, so I got to go see Basic Instinct with my buddies.
Wow.
Yeah, they weren't the quickest people that were working at theaters back then.
Christ, I think my favorite horror flick of all time, and then I'll let this go. It's called Demon Knights.
I don't think I ever saw
it. It was
that.
A very underground movie, but dude, the special effects as far as gore and the demons. Kicked ass. I mean, they spent a ton of money on that. And the reason I love this movie so much is, me and my buddy took our girlfriends there. We're sitting in the movie theater. Dude, the fucking movie was about people getting locked and trapped in a movie theater, getting slaughtered. There's like demons like crawling between the aisles of the seats. And our chicks had their feet up on a goddamn chair, shaking. I mean, it was the perfect scenario for a theater movie. And they come out with a Demon Knight Part 2 after that, but it was never released in the theaters. So what it was about was these, like, bunch of chicks that rented a fucking VHS movie.
Oh, God.
And
isn't that what The Ring was about?
Yeah, but this is way more graphic and brutal and blood and gore and guts, and they actually show the person getting ripped apart.
I'm watching you.
Yeah, it wasn't that fucking new shit.
What's your favorite scary movie?
See, I think that's why I don't like scary movies these days. I'm so desensitized from all the violence I grew up with as a kid and all the good movies. All the blood and guts and gore.
Now, see, I was always a fan of Nightmare on Elm Street series.
Oh, I hated that, dude.
I love it.
That Freddy was such a pussy movie to me because I grew up watching the hardcore shit like Day of the Dead and, shit like that. Like, who's this fucking Freddy faggot with a fucking blade on his goddamn fingers? Friday the 13th.
Now it's comical.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. Dude, Dokken was in one of their movies.
Really?
Rhymes with rockin'. Again, 80s. Fucking A.
I didn't know Dokken. I know they did the...
Yeah, Dream Warrior, yeah, man. Dream that was Dokken.
I know. I've seen I remember the video for that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember them being in the movie.
Oh, they weren't in the movie. I'm sorry. Okay, they were part of the movie, I should say. I apologize.
Yeah, that had Patricia Arquette in it. Wait, is it Patricia Arquette?
I don't remember.
The chick
I didn't really watch those movies a lot.
The chick that's on, Christ, now I'm brain farting already. NBC show, she's the psychic.
Medium?
Medium, thank you.
Sure, I didn't watch that show, but it just kicked in.
That was brain farting.
I'm waiting for The Shield to return. It's the final season.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's it after this year.
He's a badass.
I love that fucking show. Anyway.
Back to the beer.
Again. What's this, the fourth time? Back to the beer.
Yeah.
We're reminiscing, folks. I'm sorry. I hope you can play along.
Yeah.
Cheers, brother. Let's finish these and get to the next one, huh? All right, Spoon. Our glasses are clean. We're ready for the next beer, and I'm not really looking forward to this one, brother.
Fans of ours will know why, because this
is a barley wine.
Not a fan of the barley wine.
We are looking at the Middle Ages Druid Fluid. Kick-ass name, though. It kind of like flows off the tongue rather well.
I like the label on this, too.
Dude, what you drinking? A little Druid Fluid, man.
That could be a little pornographic there when you think about it. Especially with the Harry Potter hat on the front.
Oh, come on, baby. Almost got my Druid Fluid going. Oh, come on. Yeah, almost there. Oh, yeah, Druid Fluid.
Yeah, sir, if you could just, Sick Puppy, if you could just take your this cup right here and put your Druid Fluid into it, and we'll send it off for testing.
Is that what happens when a World of Warcraft fan comes? They call it Druid Fluid?
Try not to get it in your eye.
I digress. Just swallow or it's going in your eye.
All right.
All right, so we got a barley wine, and, you know, I never look forward to these, but I have been surprised a couple of times. So this is an epic barley wine made in the tradition of British farmhouse brewing. Lavish with a velvety blend of six different malts, and this is a warming beer with a lush mouthfeel. Yeah, that screams bad right there, man, when they use, like, big words to describe their beer like that.
Where is Sister Lushy now?
Oh, this is what scares me here, dude. The complexities your discriminating palate will detect, which is all the crap you're going to taste, are ever-changing. It depends on, you know, when you're drinking it, what crap you're going to detect. Ever-changing as this barley wine matures. We've never had an actual aged barley wine on this show. We kind of get them off the shelf.
Yeah. Well, no.
We don't have that kind of time.
No, the Killer Penguin was, it was always a year behind when we buy it.
Yeah, still, though. Should be longer than that.
We've never aged it, but right. Supposedly when they bottle it, it's been aged.
It's all crap to me, except for a chosen few. And this is a 9.5% alcohol by volume and a USBTC Grand Champion, which USBTC, if I remember correctly, is the United States Beer Tasting Championship. That's a hell of an acronym, isn't it?
That's for the next beer.
No, no, no. They won one too, schmuck.
Did they?
Pay attention.
Ooh.
Yeah. They won two awards. I'm talking about one. Spoon's talking about another.
So you told me that they had one award. That's why I'm looking at this going,
Yeah, go ahead. Blame me. That's fine.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just trying to put off drinking this fucking Druid Fluid, dude. Druid Fluid, dude. I guess I'll do the friggin' honors on
this
one.
You do this one. Since you love barley wine so much.
At least it's 9.5% alcohol. If it's crap, I can chug it.
Yeah, but most barley wines have a lot of liquor in them anyways.
Right. So yeah, they're always high gravity.
Does it smell?
Like shit.
Stick your nose right in there. Oh, wait.
Yeah, give that a whiff there, Spoon.
Oh.
What's that? Oh. You likey? You likey? You likey? I don't think you do.
Oh.
That's just wrong.
Oh, man. That's.
It's got that fruity fucking heavy-ass barley wine smell to it.
Wow, that's looks
horrific.
That smells rough. Okay, well, let's pour these things in.
You know, never judge a book by its cover, they say, right?
Well, this is a cool-looking little cover to it, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, the label is kick-ass.
Subliminal messages in the label.
God, if this pours out red, I'm going to fucking heave.
We need some 3D glasses to look at this thing.
It's yellow.
Yep, there it goes. Now it has some color. It's got a little copper to it.
Dude, I was praying this wasn't like some red-ass fucking barley wine.
Doesn't look too bad.
You pour your own. I'm going to take a whiff of this in the glass. Actually, it doesn't smell too bad, dude. I've smelled worse barley wines.
It might have just been the bottle itself. Ooh, I'm getting a nice little head on this, too.
Yeah, it's got a lot of carbonation to it.
Which is very odd.
Mine disappeared pretty quick, though.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah. It's just how you pour it. All right. Aroma? You know what? It's not that bad.
No, it's not.
It's just right when you open the bottle, it might be pungent from the... Damn
right, ball. Right. Well, they say it's hopped up, so I'm hoping that makes me happy.
All right. Barley wine. Let's do this.
Oh, right at the tip of the tongue is definitely a barley wine. But the finish ain't that bad.
That's not that bad.
It kind of, like, stays with you, though, doesn't it?
Hmm. Uh-huh.
It's pretty thick. It stays on your palate for a while after you drink it. I wouldn't call that an aftertaste. I'd call that glue to your tongue.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not bad, dude. I've had way worse, man.
I mean, it definitely has the characteristics of a barley wine, but...
You know, barley wine should be a sipper and, you know, an enjoyable evening by the fireplace or wherever kind of beer.
It's not that bad.
It's not. I'm pleasantly surprised, dude.
I wouldn't buy this again.
I might.
I wouldn't.
I mean, dude, the old Ruffian I would never buy again.
Well, if you're coming
and that's over a highly rated one, so if you disagree with me, piss off.
Well, if you're coming over to my house, I'd buy some of this just so you would drink it.
Yeah, no doubt. So you had one left over. Here, dude, drink this.
It's a barley wine.
I mean, as far as barley wines go, I don't buy a lot of them anyway. I only pretty much buy them for the damn show.
Yeah, that's...
And there's a few I've liked. Old Nick I like because it's malty. That's from Young's. And what was the other one? Arcadia Brewing has theirs. The Serial Killer, which is excellent. I love that one. Out of those two and this one, I would probably rank Druid Fluid number 3 on that list.
Well, you know what? I think we've come to the center of the universe because Beer Advocate and Rate Beer both have this at the same score.
Damn, didn't we do that on the last show too?
An 87.
I think we did an even score in the last episode.
But I do have to bring this up, though. I'm looking at the picture of the beer because they had the full bottle on Beer Advocate.
As they always do.
Guess what?
What?
It's in foil.
No way.
Yeah, the one on here is in foil.
What, did we get the ghetto version?
Well, you know what it is. It's because of the people that aren't familiar with barley wine. They'll see them like, oh, look, it's got foil.
He's from PA. Give him the shitty bottle.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
This guy don't know any better. Oh, yeah, he's from Pittsburgh.
You know, and I got this in New York. It's $4.99 in New York. So a $5 barley wine. I would chalk this up as not bad, dude.
It's not bad.
I would drink this again, but I wouldn't go out and rush out and buy it.
If this was the last thing I had sitting in my fridge next to a Rolling Rock, I would drink this first.
I would hope so, dude. I'd drink lighter fluid before the Rolling Rock.
In fact, if I ever have Rolling Rock in my fridge again,
I will kill you.
It's probably going to be a gift from somebody who doesn't know any better.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just like Corona.
Oh, God, that'll never be in my fridge. I'll smash it over their heads before they even ask.
And then we'll just say, hey, Mexican beer show.
Yeah,
with violence.
Christ.
Oh, wow. I don't know. It's all right. It's all right. It's a decent barley wine.
You know, Spoon, we have two more beers to go. So
yes, we do. And we don't have very much time.
And, well, we do, but, you know.
In editing world, we have all the time in the world.
But we're even pushing that, so.
Are we chugging it?
Oh, hell yeah, because, you know, I like it, but I don't love it. So that pretty much constitutes a chug. Don't you think?
You know what we need.
A lobotomy?
You guys are hearing this, you know, the creative works of Spoon as he's drinking this. We need a bell or a horn or something to sound when we're going to chug a beer.
Wow.
A cowbell.
Need more cowbell.
We need a cowbell.
I'll have one tomorrow.
We'll decorate it. Yeah, there's a farm around here. We'll
I'll beat the shit out of a cow.
Are we chugging this, though?
Hell yeah, dude. It's 9.5%. What the hell? We got two more beers to go.
Yeah, what the hell? But it's young.
And you know, Sick Puppy already has a hell of a buzz from the other beers. So.
Well, all right, let's see.
I got drunk this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Sick Puppy
spent 3 hours at the six-pack shop trying to help him fix the cash register.
After working midnights.
Yeah. So
he's
so I've had like 2 hours of sleep and
he's
been drinking all day.
Spiffy.
So cheers, all right, brother.
Cheers. All right. Yeah, let's... Fuck it, chug
clunk
it.
And drunk. That was rough.
I can't chug this.
Come on, you pussy.
I just had a big gulp of air.
Oh, the aftertaste is horrific.
Whoa. Hold on, I gotta finish this.
Spoon, take two. You better finish it. I'll tip it up higher than that. Come on. Make me proud, you fucker. There you go. There's that barley wine aftertaste right there. You chug that, you will know a barley wine like you've never known it before.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Oh, oh my God. This
Spoon's like got that bitter beer face, I think.
Oh.
Oh, my shit, dude.
Oh, that made me...
I mean, I'm okay with that. I've chugged a lot worse. I chugged that old Ruffian, remember that?
Yeah, we all remember the old Ruffian. There you go.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God, that was gross. Ugh. Oh, it's like...
Again, chugging that old Ruffian was way worse than this. And, you know, that was over a year ago. I remember that. Which makes me think, I should probably revisit the old Ruffian.
I think you should.
I think I should.
For our new listeners, I think you should revisit it.
Yeah, and even for the old ones so they can make fun of me. And only because, you know, there's some barley ones I've actually liked now, so if I do a revisit, who knows?
We only have 4,000 episodes. Fucking find it. It's one of our early ones.
Fucking A. So we got a couple more beers to go. So while Spoon recovers from that chug.
I'm going to go stick my head in your toilet and flush.
I'm going to go get the next couple beers, and we'll be right back.
So, yeah, I found something while I was while you were cleaning glasses and everything. This is going back to the middle
of the I was doing maintenance. Doing research?
To their delight, they were recently informed that Kilt Tilter.
Kilt Tilter?
Kilt Tilter, yes. Was entered into the United States Beer Tasting Championships for 2005-2006 USBTC.
Again, that's the United States Brewing Beer Tasting Competition.
That's pretty damn cool. After being told
I've been drinking. That was hard to get out.
So now this is the cool part. After being told that someone else had entered Kilt Tilter in the competition.
Whoa. They didn't enter it?
No. Someone. This is the cool thing.
Somebody else entered it for them?
Someone entered it for them.
Wow.
And they had no idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no
man.
Idea about this whole thing. Not only did they place, but they also won the grand championship for Scottish style ales.
See, Scottish style too. I want to try this damn beer.
How cool is that though? Yeah, we have no idea.
Awesome,
we get a letter
man.
One day. Oh, hey, by the way, you're the
grand champion. By the way, you won.
You're the grand champions.
I won what?
A throne, a kilt, and a crown.
It's called, what is it? I think it's called Ye Old Kilt Tilter or
something
like that.
Yeah, it's 9% by alcohol by volume.
I love this brewery already, man. Everyone we've tried is like 8 plus.
Oh, here's the cool thing, too, is it's a Scottish 90 ale brewed only once a year. This rich ale, yeah, this ale is rich. There
so
we
it's
go.
A seasonal.
Yes, and full of dryness that is beautifully balanced with a classic malt sweetness. So how cool is that? One of your fans submitted your beer for you.
Exactly. That's awesome, man.
So that's pretty cool to see.
That's very cool, man.
So our last two beers that we have here are from Mr. Smee. Number one, should I drink that fan?
Mr. Smee, a.k.a.
Andrew Smith.
Andrew Smith.
We don't know if you're still good, my Smee, because, well, it's been a while since we've seen you, buddy. We saw you at Pod Camp. And we
it was on MySpace, Smee. That's all I ever see. So Andrew Smith.
If you don't want to go buy that anymore,
send us love or hate mail, because that would actually verify you're listening to this damn show, which is all about you towards the end.
Let
so.
Us know if you're still going by Schmier or not, or whatever.
Whatever you prefer, my...
People at PodCamp Pittsburgh definitely
Cape
know who
Cod
the hell
friend.
You are.
Yes. So,
we've got two
at the last PodCamp, PodCamp Pittsburgh 2,
Deuce.
Andrew showed up, or Andy, whatever you prefer.
While we were serving beverages.
Yes.
For the first night.
Right.
Icebreaker
night. He actually showed up with a half a case of beer for us, man. Just out of the blue, man. It was a surprise to me. I loved it.
Much appreciated.
Oh, hella appreciated, dude.
We were glowing. We're like, holy shit.
We owe you, Smee. Give me your mailing address.
One of our fans sent us beer.
A 12-pack of fucking beer.
Yes, a 12-pack. We get gift packages every once in a while from our other brewcasting friends.
But this is the first time a fan has ever sent us beer, and we're flattered and honored.
As we found out, our number one fan.
Number one fan, that's me.
This guy knows everything about our stuff that we don't even know about our show.
Yeah, stuff
this
that we
guy
forget.
Knows.
Stuff that we forget he quotes scares the shit out of me.
But you know what? It makes it worth it.
Yeah, it does, man.
We know people are listening, though.
You know, it's listeners like him, the reason we keep doing this, man.
We know
you know what? Fuck it. It ain't. It's just a reason to get drunk and drink good beer.
We're touching the lives of alcoholics.
But he helps.
You help contribute.
Yes.
So the
so if any other fans want to send us beer, feel free.
And we'll mention you.
You can hand deliver it. That's fine.
At a public location. Fuckers. All right.
You know, Andrew gave us an entire six-pack of offshore amber ale and an entire six-pack of offshore IPA. And this is from a brewery up in the Cape Cod area, the Martha's Vineyard, called Offshore Ale. And the web address for this, if you want to check it out, is www.offshoreale.com. It's the Offshore Ale Brewery of Martha's Vineyard in Kennebec Avenue, Oak Bluffs.
Wherever the hell that is.
I'll never going back to Cape Cod again. I love you, Smee, but that just sucked.
Martha Vineyards, I'd find it on a map.
A tourist trap. But anyway, Offshore Ale's goal, I guess, is to make beer from scratch that distinguishes itself clearly from the mass market brews we are all too familiar with. Now I can't read, Spoon.
You got my disease.
Fucking drinking all that high-gravity beer tonight, man. I think that's it. I'm slurring. So instead of outlandish marketing campaigns, they chose to spend their resources and energies on making a range of beers full of aroma and flavor. You know, that's pretty much a marketing spiel right there, so we'll see about that. Weebu crisp golden lagers, copper-colored pale ales, highly aromatic IPAs, and an award-winning nut brown ale. Unique Belgian-style offerings and coal black stouts. Dude, the last two are the Belgian-style offerings and coal black stouts.
That sounds rough.
I'm happy with that. They have 10 beer lines and 2 cask engines, which kick ass. Gotta love the casks, man. And their head brewer is known for making several different seasonal and special brews along with a regular beers of distinction. So
no, I do
with all that marketing bullshit, we're going to crack which one open first, the Amber Ale or the IPA,
Stone? Let's do the Amber first.
Amber?
Right. I do want to read this little interesting tidbit on the side of the bottle.
You're reading from the bottle.
I'm reading from the bottle.
We craft our offshore crap. Go ahead.
All right. In 1602, the first barley malted in the New World was produced on the island of Martha's Vineyard. Although originally named for its abundant wild grapes, this small coastal island became the birthplace of American brewing nearly two centuries before we became an independent nation.
So you're learning here with this show.
Because Spoon's a history freak. Spoon's about to crack a beer.
And
whenever there's beer involved, Spoon's there.
They craft their offshore amber ale entirely from North American barley and British hops, recreating the aromatic and flavorful brews of our ancestors. Take a sip and celebrate over 400 years of American brewing history.
Not my ancestors. My ancestors are from, like, Poland or Germany or... they're both.
Right now, this is all marketing spiel to me.
So let's drink it.
It's all about the taste, brother.
There's the
cool labels, SIDT, all that bullshit.
Official SIDT butt plug bottle opener for you.
Marketing spiel aside, here's the test.
Okay, pours like a typical amber. Very little head.
And for those of you who, you know, look forward to the slow digression of our shows.
You're getting it.
I am drunk right now, so.
Really? Nice.
I'm not like heavily shit-faced drunk, but damn, I feel good.
Aroma on this isn't bad.
I know Spoon's, you know, not feeling any pain right now either. No. That's like a cherry color, isn't
it? Look at that. That is like a, well, it's good. That's a little copper to it. A little, yeah, it's more red.
Dark copper, amber red. Yeah. Amber, obviously.
All right.
It is an amber ale.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother. It's got a strong aroma to it.
Ugh.
I can't place it, though.
Yeah.
No good? You don't like it?
Drink it, bitch.
I think it's a new phrase coined on SIDT lately. Drink it, bitch.
I don't like that.
Oh, that's horrific.
I don't like it.
Oh, that's bad. I get vinegar.
I'll tell you why.
I get a lot of vinegar on that.
I'll tell you why I don't like this. It reminds me of Groundhog Ale.
I don't know that.
From Straw Brewery.
Oh, the Straw Brewery shit. That aftertaste to me is vinegar. And
yeah, that's strong.
I'll post a description of what the vinegar taste, you know, brings out. Because I can't think of it off the top of my head now, but that's a distinct beer, you know, flavor. What do you call it? Flavor.
Well, you know, we have a very serious situation going on here.
What's that, dude?
We don't agree with Beer Advocate on this one.
What do they fucking rate this crap as? Yeah, again, love you, Andrew, and we thank you, but the amber sucks.
Well, here's the thing. We're not religious followers of Beer Advocate. They're usually pretty dead on with what we think, though.
I shouldn't be that honest. I mean, it doesn't suck. I just don't like it. Is that better put?
No, I think it sucks.
Okay.
I think it sucks.
He just wants to chug.
Beer Advocate has us at an 84.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? That's like a nasty vinegar fucking aftertaste. It's panther piss.
Someone at Rape Beer got their heads out of their ass and they have
I've homebrewed better shit than this, dude.
Rape Beer has a 31. That's more of the rating than I'm getting.
Wow.
I usually
trust the Beer Advocate more than the Rape Beer.
They might have stockpiled the votes on this one.
Jesus. Dude, I'm fucking chugging this.
Meanwhile, I mean, Beer Advocate and Rape Beer, as always, they're guidelines.
Again, you know,
get your own opinion.
Andrew, you love us because we do stupid shit.
Maybe he knew this was going to be bad.
Yeah, probably. You're setting us up to chug, aren't you, you bastard?
Oh.
Not that we don't love you for that. We do.
So, just belched egg roll.
Cheers to Andrew, a.k.a. Mr. Smee.
This is the official bad beer chug.
This chug's for you.
Oh, God. All right, fucking drink it.
That sounded like a Budweiser commercial, didn't it?
Drink it, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, there was no hops. There was no nothing, but, oh,
bad yeast.
No, that's awful.
That was bad. If you're listening in the New England area, Cape Cod, you know, Martha's Vineyard area.
Jihad!
And you buy this on a regular basis, please tell us why.
Or let us know if we just got a bad bottle.
No, dude, that was not skunked.
We both
that was not skunked at all. That was, I know that vinegar taste, and that just nasty.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. On the bright side, I got to chug another beer.
That is the plus side.
But
of this
the
beer.
Aftertaste is putrid.
Oh, God.
And, you know, Andrew, let Andy. Us know if you actually drink this on a regular basis.
This is bad beer.
Because if you do, you're either a better man than us, or
you get better beer up there.
Your palate just sucks, dude. We need to train you. Oh, fuck, that's bad.
Well, no, not necessarily because...
Or chasing it down with fine Kirkland spring water.
Kirkland Signature Mountain Spring Water. We must
clean the palate before the next offshore piece of shit.
See,
I'm already dissing the next one, dude.
Well, you know what?
Next one is an IPA.
Well, you know, we know he doesn't have bad taste because he did like the beers that we had at some of the PodCamp meetings.
He liked hard cock.
Loved the hard cock.
Andrew loves the hard cock.
Who doesn't love the hard cock? Oh, Christ almighty.
Oh, that was horrific.
Oh, that was wrong.
You know, if the beers aren't bad enough, we have to chug this shit. Oh. And, you know, I'm not complaining because we're the idiots that come up with that fucking rule in the first place.
That is true.
So, you know.
Because nobody else is, you know, nobody else will man up and actually chug it. They're like, oh, we're just going to dump it out. Don't fucking waste alcohol.
Yeah, nothing is drain worthy, my friends. Oh. You know, dude, I have nothing good to say about the Amber Ale. I'm sorry. It's their flagship beer, too.
That is?
That's a 5% alcohol by volume, 25 IBUs. That's 25 is pretty damn weak.
If that's your flagship beer, fucking punch yourself in the face.
Oh, light amber color with a perfect balance of American malt. Ooh, fuck you and your American malt. That was horrible. Oh, and English hops. Whatever.
That's it.
New England sucks, man. This brew is one of our most enjoyable and popular.
What?
Yeah. Enjoy with our fish sandwich or fish and chips because it probably kills the fucking taste.
Well, yeah, fish kills the taste of anything. That's why you drink it.
Oh, see.
I wouldn't even make beer-battered fish out of this shit.
Maybe this is their most enjoyable flagship beer? We need to go burn that brewery down.
Fuck that. They'll meet their own demise.
Oh, fuck. That's horrible.
Well, you know what? We do have an IPA left.
You know, I was looking forward to it, but after that first one,
this
might be the shittiest IPA we've ever had.
I don't know. It's the one from Red Hook's pretty shitty. That is a pretty shitty IPA.
I haven't had too many shitty IPAs, dude, so this may be the one. And
well, you know what?
I'm cracking mine open right fucking now.
The IPAs that we had at the Steel City Big Pour, they were all
excellent. Everything we had there was awesome. But I said the first one that Andrew gave us, the Offshore Amber Ale. that's all I got to say. It's just crap.
All right. Well, you know
since
what?
Since 1997. So they haven't been around too long, actually. So hopefully
10
they'll
years.
Improve.
10 years, you think?
Well, 10 years ain't too long for a brewery, dude.
Unless this
in my opinion.
Unless this beer's been
sitting for 10 years.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking right now.
So, Andrew, did you have the shit sitting in your basement and wanted to get rid of it, so you gave it to us? Is that what it is? All right, dude. I'm moving on to the next one right now.
You have the butt plug.
I got the butt plug / bottle opener. Your turn?
My turn. All right.
Oh, this IPA better be good, man. It looks just like the last one. What the fuck? No head whatsoever.
Attention, campers. Last beer.
Last beer of the evening. Oh.
Okay.
I can't even get all that in my Chimay glass, but I'll try. There we go. Right to the rim.
That's boring.
Dude, you know, usually when I try a beer with a hell of a buzz, I'm okay with it. But that Amber Ale honestly sucked a lot.
See, I have to work about my on my tolerance here.
Work
like,
about your tolerance?
I'm like, I'm slightly buzzed. I'm like,
not with that stubble vocabulary. You're
stubble
drunk.
A little bit.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, I like the nose.
What's the aroma?
Dude, the aroma's nice on this.
Oh, dude, I smell that, hops. That's, I smell hops.
Well, I hope so. It's an IPA,
I
motherfucker.
Know, but this is offshore. The amber ale is putrid. Right.
So for the last beer from Mr. Schmee.
Mr. Schmee,
let's give this a
a.k.a.
shot.
Andrew Smith. Cheers, brother. We love you, man.
Ooh. Oh, I like that.
Oh, see, now that's good.
That's a good IPA.
That's very good. I was expecting
wow.
crap, but there's a lot of hops in that, man.
There's hops and sweet. Oh, there's some. Oh.
Mm. I'm pleasantly surprised. I thought this was going to suck.
Oh, my God. There's like a there's a nice little malt aftertaste with that. Wow.
Oh, dude.
That's a good
that's
IPA.
Awesome, man.
This should be a flagship beer.
It should be. Yeah.
Holy
fuck that
shit.
Amber ale. I mean, yeah, IPA is pretty much, you know, in the 19th century, the IPA was brewed in England. You know,
and
kinda,
shit. All the way across the seas.
Right. Kind of like to make the British happy.
Wow.
Because they were getting shit beer.
Well, you know what? Here we go again. No, I started to slur a little bit there.
You see? I fucking he's
now, now it's hitting me.
And now, not now. He just denies it way more than I do.
So on rate beer, it gets a 69. Yeah. Make your jokes.
But
Beer Advocate, 85.
See, I love Beer Advocate. I agree
you know
with
what?
Beer Advocate more often.
I find this like in between the two.
Do you smell Chinook hops in this?
In memento, por favor. I smell deliciousness.
I smell Chinook.
Mm. Hmm. Wow, that is...
That's for our listeners, I should actually post something that kind of
explains
the different styles of hops and how they should taste it.
Well, that's really good. That's an enjoyable. I would drink this IPA. It's an enjoyable IPA.
Oh, it's good, man. Wow, dude. Let me get a little history on this. Their India Pale Ale is brewed with copious amounts of Chinook. See?
Hey, good call.
Cha-ching.
You know your hops.
Well, and Amarillo. I didn't get Amarillo at all. But I'm a newbie about detecting the hops. So.
Well, you know, that might be a little bit of the maltiness I'm getting from that, too.
Chinook and Amarillo hops, since it must hold up under the harsh conditions during the 12-mile ferry ride from Martha's Vineyard to mainland America.
How long does that take?
About 12 miles worth.
Well, 12 miles? Ahead.
They dry hop the brew in the conditioning tanks for extra measure and memorable results. So, you know, as far as an IPA goes, they're kind of sticking with that whole... historical IPA, you know. They're hopping the shit out of it because it's going to go a 12-mile ferry ride to shore.
How fast does ferries travel?
Like, I don't know. Tell us, Andrew, because we don't know.
No, probably 25, 35 miles.
Knots.
Knots.
Oh, dude. I'm very happy because that fucking Amber Ale just pissed me off.
You know, dude, you redeemed yourself.
Yes, you did, my friend. The offshore IPA kicks mucho ass. It's very good. Very hoppy.
This is very delicious.
Again, they got the Chinook and the Amarillo, which I didn't taste too much Amarillo, but the Chinook I knew right away. But
wow, that's delicious.
It is very good. So... On that note, I would buy the IPA in a six-pack and just fucking smash the bottles of Amber Ale because that was horrific.
You would sit there and hijack the ferry?
Oh, hell yeah. I'd sink that motherfucker. It was full of Amber Ale.
It's not bad. I really like it. It's Andrew, you did a good job with the IPA.
Yes, you did, my friend. Hey, 1 6-pack out of two, we're good.
What are you going to do, hijack it with a Derringer?
Dude, I'm a redneck. I'll blow that motherfucker up. Trust me. Martha Vineyard never seen Sick Puppy. Well, actually, they did once when I was up in fucking New York and Massachusetts for the last beer run.
Well, that's why they told him to bring this shit down. That's really good, though. I like it.
I've been extradited from Cape Cod. All right, cheers, brother. I'm very happy with the Offshore India Pale Ale.
I like it.
So check out offshoreale.com and... Please ignore the Amber Ale. Trust us. So out of all the, we have 5 beers tonight, one sucked.
Yeah. Even though we chugged a couple. But it's,
oh, that was just for, you know,
to get the show, get the show moving.
Continuity. I chugged the Offshore Amber Ale because it sucked.
This is a very smooth IPA.
It's very good. Very hoppy. I smell the hops, taste the hops, and it's very heavily hopped. I love it.
Now, if you're...
And that's 6% alcohol by volume with 60 IBUs. And just to explain to the listeners, I guess, it's a light copper color, when you say?
Oh, yeah.
And it's got a lot of bold hop bitterness to it. I love that.
Now, here's one of the cool things I like about the label.
It's kind of fruity and floral,
too. I noticed
too,
this with the other one, too, is for you people out there that geocache, or you have your GPSs, they have longitude, 70 degrees.
Oh, no shit.
33 west, see? Latitude, 41 degrees, 27 north. That's actually pretty cool. That's a good geek factor. Give me credit for that.
I'm a GPS geek, man. That's very cool. Hmm.
Hopefully you don't have to geocache something that's that far away from Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
and hopefully it's an IPA that you're going to find.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, that's very geeky of me to plug in latitude and longitude to find a fucking brewery out of state.
I can
that
see
rocks. I've already done that. How the hell do you think I got to Massachusetts? And Cape Cod.
All right,
man. So that was our last beer of the evening, the Offshore India Pale Ale.
For episode 27.
27. So we had
a lot of good beers tonight.
Middle Ages Brewing, middleagesbrewing.com. We had the Wailing Wench, I Love You Girl.
The Dragon Slayer.
What the hell was that movie again?
Never Ending Story, yeah.
We had that Druid Fluid.
Yes,
which is good and bad in the same sentence.
And then we had the Offshore Amber Ale and Offshore
IPA. Yes. So
that's about it for another wonderful episode of ShouldIDrinkThat.com Beer Reviews.
Or even if it's offshore, we drink it.
So you don't have...
Wait, let me clarify that. So even if it's offshore Amber Ale, we drink it. So you don't have to.
Have a good night, everyone.
Bitches! We out.
Bitches!